93.7 KCLB Rocks has the only fully interactive radio program in Southern California. The best of the Jace Edwards radio program on 93.7 KCLB Rocks.
Yes!
Say hello to Rob Halford.
Rob Halford, how you doing, sir?
Hello, Metal Man. What's going on in Palm Springs?
Dude, it's going great out here. We're probably the only part of the country that's not frozen right now.
No, you are, yeah. I'm in New York City, and it's not too bad a day, but I can't wait to get back to the southwest to my home from home in Phoenix, Arizona. I'll be there Saturday.
So you live in Phoenix. That's cool.
Yeah, I've been there for over 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I got a couple of things I got to ask you about here, because there's a couple of injustices that I think have happened that I don't know if you're aware of. One of them deals with Hit Parader magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the top 100 metal vocalists. What is this crap? You number two behind Robert Plant? I'm sorry.
When I get back to England in January to continue the new Priest metal opus called Nostradamus, I shall go and knock on Mr. Plant's door and sort this business out, because it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. He's a good mate of mine. I've known him forever, and I'm in great company, you know. And this all comes from the fans. The fans picked that list, apparently. And, hey, it's great to be number one, but I'll take number two. That feels good.
Yeah. Huh. Now, I just want to ask about your thoughts on some of the other vocalists on the list, too, because you've been around, seen it all, done it all, right?
I think I know everybody on that list. I've met them personally, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so if I was to pick a name off, you could probably tell me maybe a story of how you met him?
Well, I'll do my best. Yeah,
okay,
go on.
Let's try.
Okay, let's start off with, let's go ahead and jump down to number 17, Roger Daltrey.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I mean, the connection with Roger is this, that our manager, Bill Kerbishley, also manages Pete and Roger. So, you know, we've known each other as well for as long as Priest's been connected through Bill Trunnifold, and he's a sensational singer from The Who. Yeah. I mean, they're out right now touring with the latest Who release, and, you know, I was going to say old school. That's not really fair, because in my opinion, when you bring out something fresh and new, that's not old school.
Exactly.
That's now. And so, yeah, Roger's a terrific guy. Yeah, great singer.
Okay. Now, what about, let's see, of course, what about Chris Cornell, number four?
Chris Cornell, I know through my buddy, Brian, from the guitar player, Tom Morello, who's a hardcore Priest fan, always comes to see the band whenever we can, and I saw as many Rage shows as I could. So, yeah, there's the connection there.
I got one more thing I got to ask you about. Okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was thumbing through a March 2005 issue of Guitar World, and it's the Good Bag, you know, or Goodbye Dimebag Darrell issue, a tribute to the fallen guitar heroes. And there's a little article in here about your last gig in Toronto, 1991, with Judas Priest. You're riding a motorcycle up on stage.
Oh, Lord.
Now, a stagehand does what, and you do what, and what happens during Hellbent for Leather? Please elaborate.
Oh, man, it was a crazy, crazy show. We were playing this gig right in Toronto at a big baseball stadium.
Oh, wow.
They put the stage in the middle of the field, and so we got about 20,000 metalheads, you know, all waiting for us to come out. And I'll try and quickly tell you the story.
Okay.
Somebody goes, they turn the lights off, they put the intro tape on, and we're still getting dressed, you know. It was just insane. So we're pulling on the leather and the whips and the chains and the handcuffs and everything, getting all fired up. We jump onto these golf carts. We're all going in different directions because somebody switched the lights off. It was pitch black. We finally get to the stage, right? I get onto the Harley. The intro tape is roaring. The steps are going up underneath the drum riser. I'm roaring the Harley. I'm ready to go. And then somebody goes, KK's not here. We've lost KK. I'm like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? And, you know, nobody had told the guy that operated the steps that we were not ready. So I said, I'm just going to go for it. You know, and I roar out from under the stage like Evel Knievel going over Caesars, you know, and where he kind of starts going into, you know, complete catastrophic breakdown mode, and I hit the bottom rung of the step.
Oh!
Did a backflip, right, and knocked myself out.
Knocked yourself out? This
is the ultimate Spinal Tap moment, you know. Spinal Tap to Well, we've gone past 11 now, guys. We're way past 11, right? And there I am. I'm in the like all the smoke and the dry ice, and I don't know where I am. And then I feel Glenn kicking me, trying to get me up, you know, to get up on my feet. It was just crazy. And then I'm dragged off the stage, and I've got all this blood pouring because I broke my nose. I'm blood pouring. Oh, where am I? Who am I? What day is it? What time is it? You know. They throw an ice towel over my head and slap me around the face and push me back out there, and I carry on with the show.